my thought right now would be to congratulate Kristen Brown. I've known Kristen for a long time. You know, worked with her quite a bit over there. And I had a conversation with her a couple of days ago and told her how proud I was and how supportive we were of her and the job. It's a difficult job. These are, again, I know I have been there. And I told her that whatever advice or help I can give her, well, I'm certainly available to it. You know, it's historic. She's the first female police chief, even though it's on an interim basis. She is in charge at the Pensacola Police Department. And again, so I congratulate her. I wish her well. I think that the police department's in good hands with her at the helm, even if it is for a couple of months.
Yeah, this is, I had asked Scammy Sheriff Chip Simmons on Tuesday, you know, his thoughts about this whole transition, anything he wanted to say. And the one thing he was eager to talk about is his, you know, belief in, confidence in, affection for now Chief of Police Kristen Brown, formerly Captain Brown. And in fact, she is on the line with me now. Chief Brown, it seems weird to say, I'm so used to calling you Captain, but Chief Brown, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Oh, it's good to visit with you again, Andrew.
Oh, it's great to have you on. You and I, we've known each other a long time, and I kind of had told this story one time, but it's worth reminding that I was literally, when all of this transpired, and I think I had just texted you a congratulations, you know, and figuring that we would talk to you after the press conference the other day. And I was sitting there thinking, how do I know her? I can't, I've known you so long, I couldn't remember how we met. And you were the one who reminded me. It was because I interviewed you back when you were just promoted to lieutenant as the first female lieutenant, and then captain, and now first female police chief in the city of Pensacola, right?
Yes, sir. That is how you and I met, and it was a pleasure to talk to you then, and it's, again, a pleasure to talk to you today.
Oh, you're so sweet. And that's the one thing I keep telling people is you just got to get to know her. She's such a sweetheart. Everybody is just, you know, all good words. So I figured that this is a good opportunity for the audience to get to know you a little bit. You're going to be their chief of police. And so tell them a little bit about, like, sort of your story. Who are you? How did you, you know, you're not from Pensacola originally, but you've been here an awfully long time. How does Kristen Brown go from, you know, coming here and becoming, you know, a police woman and then eventually becoming the first female chief of police?
Well, you know, my dad, and I'm blessed to have both my parents still here with me as live in the city, actually. And he was a United States Marine, and so he came in and out of Pensacola, went to flight school, and I'm the youngest of three girls. By the time I came along, he was doing several duties here in Pensacola back and forth. And my parents, we all come from West Virginia, and when Dad got into flight school and saw the paradise of what Pensacola is, he told my mom, we are retiring here. So
nice.
That is how we are here. And I did not want to venture far from the nest, by no means. But I knew I wanted something, you know, a structured career and, you know, a good retirement that's going to last me. And I got a very good recommendation from a dear friend of mine in college who is actually a lieutenant right now with me at the police department, Judd Phone Jim, you know, come work down here at the city. They're great. And that's how it started.
Where did you go to school? Was it UWF or was it somewhere else?
I did Troy State University.
Oh, Troy State. Okay.
But as far as, you know, high school and such, was in different duty stations in California, Rhode Island, all around. Yes, sir.
Military kid. Got it. So you've been on the force for 29 years. What have you done over that time? How did you start? I mean, you've obviously, you know, promoted and graduated up through the ranks, but, you know, what are some of the things that you've done? I know some of the career path for, you know, I knew Tommy and Chip and I know them very well and Kevin Christman and, you know, their involvement in narcotics and undercover and SWAT and all of that. But I think your path might have been a little bit different than that one.
Yes, it was. I completely support this program. I started out as a Pensacola police cadet, and just having this visual of cadet to chief and, you know, even acting chief, that it's going to tell these people, these young people that are coming on board that, wow, someday I can do this top cop job, you know, just stick with it, gets you experience in all your divisions, and you're going to find a passion in the realm of police work that you're going to just excel at. And it's possible. It's possible to go from cadet to chief.
Wow, it kind of reminds me of the STA in the Navy, the Seaman Admiral Program. You know, that idea of, you know, lowest entry point to the highest rank, essentially, in the force. What's it been like over the years? Because, again, you know, you and I got to know each other because you were, you know, famously the first female lieutenant. There's this sort of long history of the efforts to really integrate women into police. It's sometimes been very successful, sometimes been less successful. I'd say we're probably... you know, we're closer to the end goal of an ideal situation now than we ever have been before, both in the country and here at PPD. But your thoughts about women in the police force, because I know people have that question, you know, what's your thought as having been that woman?
Yes, sir. I think it's absolutely necessary. You know, everybody, you know, men and women have different ways of handling situations, and we play off each other very well. When we have to have, you know, stressful situations, taxful situations, we all receive the same, you know, great training, and we work together as a team. It's just having another teammate there. Now, when I began, you know, with the Pensacola Police Department, I had to tell you, I did not meet one obstacle that I recognized that was being put up in front of me because I was a woman, if that makes sense. I did not recognize that. I don't believe I had to overcome anything like that. I had nothing but support from my peers and my supervision and from command all the way up through my career.
We're talking to Kristen Brown. She's the new chief of Pensacola Police Department. Chief, hang on for just a second. Let me get a traffic break from PJ first.
Sure.
Still working that vehicle crash, North Davis Highway, right near North Cross Lane in Pensacola. They're saying the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Chief Brown. You know, it's kind of interesting. I got a text in. Somebody said, this is funny. They said, come on, Andrew, would you use a word like sweetheart if you were talking about a guy who was the new Pensacola police chief? And I said, no, but it wouldn't be true of him. And it's absolutely an accurate word for her. But let's turn that into a question, which is you're a very kind person. You're very decent. You're very friendly. You're a hugger, you know, and you know, some people are and some people aren't. Tommy is, you know, some are not. I mean, you know, everybody's a little bit different. But, okay, let's take that question head on. You're a very nice person. How can it be possible that a nice, you know, sweetheart of a person can also be the necessary stern leader, you know, dealing with cops, managing cops, leading personalities, handling crime? Maybe talk about that a second.
Well, you know, I do have a relationship with everyone at the police department, with a lot of the administration, the officers, getting to know the newer officers because I've been up in administration. It is like a family, but in a family, you know, it's got to be run. It has a mission. This department has a mission. The mayor has a mission for the police department. He's put me in this position, you know, to hold the fort down until you have somebody permanent. And I thank him for that. And I can do that. I can direct this department. I can steer it the way that it needs to go. And I believe I will have absolute support from my command staff and from everyone in the department. And everyone believes that, yes, we are a family, but we have a mission to do. And that's crime fighting, public safety, community involvement.
Outstanding. And, you know, it's just it is kind of an interesting historical moment where the chief of police is a woman, the chief of the fire department is a woman, the Milton police chief is a woman right now. And I mean, we really have, you know, progressed quite a long ways in law enforcement and, you know, public safety in this regard. The future for the program. I mean, you know, you obviously have a lot of thoughts. You've been around for 29 years. You're retiring in a year and a half, at least. By the way, do you regret dropping? Like, would you undrop if you could? We know you can't. It's an ironclad thing. But given this moment, do you still look forward to retiring? Or is there a part of you that's like, oh, no. What's your plan?
I do not 100% regret dropping. And I'll tell you why. I have had such a wonderful career and have made an extended family for the rest of my life out of this department. And I'm so ready to give back what I can to my mom and dad in their twilight years, to be there for them, to keep them in their home as long as they want to, as they go through, you know, the aging process. That is what I want to do with in going into my retirement.
Okay.
Is taking care of them.
I got it.
I do not regret it. I do not regret it.
That was, I almost asked you that question in the press conference. I'll wait for Thursday to ask that question. Okay, so going forward, you know, what do you see? Where are the opportunities? You said where are the cobwebs the other day. That was the expression I think DC used.
Correct.
But what's, you know, what are some of the things that we can look forward to? I know you said you want to maintain and extend the significant initiatives by Chief Randall that, you know, we're going to try to not, you know, not big course corrections in that regard. But, you know, what are the things that you think need to be improved? What are the things that you want to work on?
You know, what I would like to see, and I'll start off internally, and we've all talked about it, but, you know, our department is, we're in this magic number of are we small, are we medium? We know we're not large, but I believe we're medium, and I would love to see more experience moving through the department at a 3 to 5 year limitation on positions that they hold to get investigative experience. Because you put a patrol officer in investigations and they do a round in investigations, they're going to come back out so much stronger as a patrol officer when you're on that scene that's moving fast, trying to get that information. And then they have a unique perspective of, wow, I know what this detective needs right away. Not just the report to be completed in a timely manner, but it just adds so much. It needs to be a rotation that I think I would love to implicate of getting people the experience and moving through the different divisions of the department.
When you say size, it sounds like what you mean is more a matter of the way you think about the department and the kind of systems and strategies you use. But do you also think that it needs to grow? Because, you know, the city... It's not really changing in population. The county is changing dramatically in population, but the city's relatively holding steady. Do you think the you know, does the size of the department need to grow in personnel, or are you at a good level right now?
We are at a good level, but I'm not going to say no to some more police officer positions. I mean, that is who does the work. That is the police you see, no matter how much you hear us talk about it. That is the beat officer you see that does the work.
Right.
I would definitely like to see some of the divisions grow in number so we can do much more in the community and education in the community, because that's always an ask on our list. That's always something to do, and we have a list to go out to do. And that's another thing that I think I mentioned, I don't recall, but, you know, Chief Randall had a lot of community involvement and projects, and, you know, those are still moving forward because they were great for the community.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear. And, you know, there have been a lot of great things, you know, everything from having more police officers downtown in the CRA to, you know, the use of the folks who are interfacing with the social workers to interface with the homeless. I mean, kind of just all of these different things as just two examples, but there's lots of that kind of stuff. Last question I just wanted to ask you, or maybe not quite the last, but something that Chief Randall actually mentioned in his interview with WEAR that I wanted to ask you about because I had not heard this. You are upgrading your sidearms. What do you guys carry right now? It's Glock 40s, if I'm not mistaken, but you're changing?
That is correct. Yes, sir, we are. We're going back to the 9mm, and it has been widely voted on across the department that this gun is much more efficient and user-friendly, and I can tell you that the ammunition is much more accessible for our training purposes and less expensive, and, you know, that's a good check for the budget, less expensive.
Okay, yeah. I mean, 9mm is the universal standard. And, you know, I always thought that the reason that cops like the 40 is because it has a little bit more stopping power. But it's, you know, it's
correct.
A little harder to find the ammunition, a little bit more expensive, and, you know, a little bit bigger recoil, harder to use. I assume those are all the factors.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I also understand you're going to red dot sights instead of iron sights. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's a training opportunity. I had never really shot with them before, but my son has a couple of guns that he bought with red dot sights. I personally don't love them. I just, for whatever reason, I'm attached to the iron sights, but I know they're better and I know everybody loves them, but that'll be a training opportunity, right? To get old cops to transition to a new weapon, right?
It is. Our training division is got our training schedule planned out. And it is a full 2 days of training, which I don't think any of us have seen that with firearm training like that, full days, since we've been back in the academy.
Right.
That'll be a good time to get together and get the camaraderie build up again and learn something new.
Outstanding. Well, we're looking forward to that. Anything else you want to tell the community as we let you go for this first interview anyway? Chief Brown, any final words?
Oh, well, I just, again, want to really give my appreciation to Mayor Reeves for his confidence in supporting me, and to City Administrator Kinsella, and to all of the law enforcement community that has reached out to me, and the actual citizens of Pensacola that have been reaching out to me and stopping me and welcoming me. I cannot thank you enough. And I'm here to help, and you can reach out to me anytime.
Outstanding. Well, we look forward to talking to you again. Whenever you want to be on, you're fully welcome. Of course, we talk with Mike every week. If you want that to be you, if you want that to be him, or alternating like we did with Chief Randall, whatever you want to do, I'm open to it, of course. I've known her a long time, and a universally positive reputation among law enforcement folks in the area. Kristen Brown, the new chief of the Pensacola Police Department. Captain Brown, I did it. Chief Brown, congratulations. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank
we'll talk
Andrew.
To you again soon. Best of luck.
You bet.